107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Relay for Life Stratford. It is back for Saturday, June 10th. We're going to be talking all about it and so much more. Joining us in studio is one of the committee members with Relay for Life. We're going to be chatting with Steve Medhurst, and he joins us in studio. Steve, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. So we've got, first off, let's talk about Relay for Life. It's fast approaching in Stratford, coming up next month.
That's right. June 10th. Is the date there, like you said. It starts at 4 o'clock. That's when you can come down and register in person. The opening ceremonies are at 4:30 themselves. And from there, we have speakers. We have a kid zone with a face painter there and stuff like that. So it's meant for the whole family to come down and take part with. There's a luminary lap that is led by the Stratford Pipe Band.
And that is such a memorable part of the evening. That luminary ceremony is just beautiful.
Yeah, I you know, this is, I'm on the committee this year for the first time.
First time, okay.
And, yeah, first time.
Welcome.
And, yeah, and this is my first time actually at a Relay for Life event. I'm going to be the participant of hope guest speaker.
Okay.
So I'm a stage 4 cancer patient myself. So I've done the relay from home when it was at home, and now when they needed a call out for some volunteers and a guest speaker, I went and saw what it was all about and understand how much work behind the scenes goes into putting all this together with just 100% volunteers putting this all together for that day.
It is a huge event. So again, a reminder, all the great things about Relay for Life will be back, and it's so wonderful again to have this back as an in-person event. Saturday, June 10th, and it's at the Stratford Intermediate School location, or the former Central Flats, as everybody knows.
Yes.
There you go. So let's talk about your cancer journey, can we call it, Steve?
Sure.
Stage 4, you're a cancer survivor.
I am a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed in April of 2020, so kind of right at the start of COVID. So I went through a lot of this kind of with support virtually and stuff like that through stuff. So I know CCS adds funds to different entities within, Canada to bring resources and different tools and to help advance treatment for anybody living with cancer and stuff like that too. But as for myself personally, it was a first year of a lot of ups and downs and, in and out of the hospital and treatments and scans and, all the stuff that goes along with cancer and stuff like that. And fortunately, the last 2 years or so, I've held a stable diagnosis, and I've gone about life generally fairly normally in the last while, but it's always in the back of your head, and it's never going to leave, and this is something I'm going to have to live with, and I choose to live it on my terms, and to participate in events like this along with a lot of other things I'm involved in. It's important. It's important to be out there and make yourself available and help be a support, counselor yourself,
exactly.
As well as just a patient going through the motions, I believe. Yeah.
Well said, Steve. And it's so wonderful to have you as part of the Relay for Life, not only on the committee, but with the event. I'll be hosting and emceeing once again. And this is, Steve, as we've talked about, it's an important event, and it's such a great community event.
Just being on it for the first year, I see we have a very small volunteer group, maybe 10 to 15, but they're very tight. They understand, what needs to get done and getting all the logistics. We've had lots of companies offer up services and stuff like that to come down and help us out that day. Right now, we've signed up 100 participants so far. We have 20 teams. As you say, you can come down and register that day at 4 p.m., but the best way to do it, and so we have a better count on how many people are going to be there for food-wise and stuff like that, is to register at the relayforlife.ca. And you can register straight on through there, and donate straight on the website.
And again, we'll pass all the details along on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Be a part of this wonderful community event. Again, it's back. Relay for Life for Saturday, June 10th at the former Central Flats. And Steve, we've talked about Relay for Life, your cancer journey. Why should we take part in Relay for Life?
That's a great question. Everybody has been affected by cancer at one time in life. I think I read somewhere that 1 in 2 people will be either affected by cancer or will hear the word cancer mentioned, in their lifetime. So, you know, it's I never thought in my entire life that I would learn that I had cancer, let alone stage four cancer. So to hear that was, you know, it was shattering at first. So an event like this is so important because it draws, you know, community together. It draws awareness, which is very important because without awareness, I still would probably be, you know, wondering why my stomach's sore and stuff like that. So just understanding that, you know, bring awareness. We know last year we raised just shy of $70,000 at $69,500. That goes, you know, directly to support treatments, you know, groundbreaking stuff that they do every day to help, you know, not only prolong life, but quality of life and exactly. Stuff like that too. So, and it's a great community event, and, you know, what better place can you go and meet some real inspirational people than say down at a Relay for Life with in cancer patients and people who are still, you know, getting up every day and going about the business of living their life on their own terms, not letting a disease dictate what you know, happens in their life going forward.
Well said, Steve. Steve Medhurst with a Relay for Life committee member. We'll see you out for Saturday, June 10th. Again, we'll share all the details on our social media and website with mystratfordnow.com. It's going to be a fun event and a meaningful event, an inspirational event, as we talked about. Steve, thanks so much. Pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, pleasure meeting you too, Jamie. Thank you.
We'll see you Saturday, June 10th.